"The pond is so muddy that I cannot see the bottom," said the young man, "and so I must feel for the sandals." Then he ducked his head under again, and the children saw his feet go in last, like the flopping tail of a great fish. He was under for a long time, but suddenly up he came, and in his hand was the rope with the wet sandals dangling from it. Ting Fang helped to pull in the rope himself and counted the sandals as they came out of the water. He had lost only a few, and even without those, he still had more sandals than anyone else.
"Thank you, thank you,"
Ting Fang said to the hero who had saved his sandals.
"Now my mother can cook our supper tonight. But how did you learn to dive so well?"
he asked. The tall young man smiled. "I am a sailor," he answered. "On my ship there is a workman who used to earn his living by diving for pearls, and he has taught me how to dive. This man and I amuse ourselves by dropping things overboard and then bringing them back to the ship."
"How did you know about this wonderful diver?"
Ting Fang asked the little girl.